Secondary 1, reading aloud, text 8. Your school is holding a self-reliance week. As a senior student and one of the organizing committee members, you have been asked to address the school to tell the students about the event and to encourage them to support it. This is what you say to them. Have you ever needed to mend your bike but weren't sure where to start? Have you ever needed to make a costume for a fancy dress party, but had to wait for your mother to help you? Well, all that frustration could be a thing of the past. Next week is Self-Reliance Week, and bike maintenance and dressmaking will be just two of the skills on offer. The aim of the week is exactly that, to help you to rely on yourself more than on others. Parents, teachers and other volunteers will be here to demonstrate a whole range of skills and to sign you up for the after-school classes if you want to learn more. Did you know that the head of chemistry is also an expert at cake icing? And that Mrs. Wu from the school canteen is an expert at woodwork and builds much of her own furniture? People have surprising talents. But self-reliance isn't all about DIY. It's also a state of mind. We'll be holding workshops on confidence building, and senior staff from the university will be coming in to talk to you. Professor Hoon is acknowledged as a world authority on self-reliance and confidence building. When he agreed to be part of our program, we had an interesting chat. One of the things he said to me was this. Of course, we all need to ask for help at times, but it's always good to try and do something yourself first. There's nothing better than that feeling of satisfaction and pride when we accomplish something ourselves. It's a great boost to confidence too. You'll find all the details on the notice boards and the school intranet. It's going to be a great week, so I hope you'll all join in.